Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like your mind's playing a never-ending game of what-if? And those what-ifs are usually the worst kind, spiraling into anxieties that leave you feeling stuck and overwhelmed. Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments. But what if I told you there's a way to tackle those anxieties head on, not by fighting them, but by embracing them with a little self-compassion and acceptance? No, seriously. This isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging that anxiety is a part of being human and learning to navigate it without letting it control you. Think of it like this. Imagine your anxiety as a guest who shows up unannounced at your party. You wouldn't kick them out, right? Instead, you'd offer them a drink, make sure they feel welcome, and try to have a decent conversation, even if they are a little intense. That's exactly what we're going to do with anxiety today. We're going to learn how to welcome it in, understand its triggers, and find ways to manage it without letting it hijack our lives. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and get ready to ditch the fight-or-flight response and embrace a more peaceful way of being. Now, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate self-compassion and acceptance when anxiety strikes. Firstly, remember that you are not alone. Anxiety is incredibly common, like, seriously, most people experience it at some point in their lives. You wouldn't judge someone for having a headache, right? So why would we judge ourselves for feeling anxious? Recognizing this shared human experience can instantly take the sting out of those "I'm the only one who feels this way" thoughts. Secondly, learn to identify your anxiety triggers. What situations, thoughts, or people tend to send those what-ifs spiraling? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Maybe it's practicing deep breathing exercises when you feel overwhelmed, or taking a break from social media if you notice it amplifies your worries. Thirdly, challenge those negative thoughts. You know the ones, "I'm not good enough, this is going to be a disaster, what if I fail?" They can feel so real, but they are often just distorted perceptions based on fear, not facts. Practice reframing those negative thoughts with more positive and realistic ones. For example, instead of "I'm going to mess this up," try "this might be challenging, but I'm capable of handling it." Fourthly, practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about taking care of your physical and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you feel good physically and emotionally, you're better equipped to handle stress and anxiety. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. You wouldn't berate a friend for struggling with anxiety, right? So why would you do it to yourself? Practice self-compassion, treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness that you would offer to someone you care about. Let me tell you a quick story about this whole self-compassion thing. I was giving a presentation last week, my heart was pounding like a drum solo, and I could feel those familiar anxiety jitters creeping in. Instead of getting caught up in the "I'm going to bomb this" spiral, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that it's okay to be nervous, and focused on delivering my message with authenticity. And guess what? It went pretty well. The takeaway here is, when anxiety hits, instead of fighting it, acknowledge it, offer yourself some kindness, and keep moving forward. You got this. So remember, overcoming anxiety isn't about erasing those feelings altogether, it's about learning to manage them with grace and self-compassion. Start by identifying your triggers, challenging those negative thoughts, practicing self-care, and treating yourself with the same kindness you would offer a dear friend. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread some positivity and support out there. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep embracing those moments of vulnerability. They make us human after all.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.